applies.
Mr. Chairman, we will move on to number 15 in your booklet on the Monarch Management Plan. Again, for the listeners, Tom Kirschman from the Wildlife Division. Briefly, I'm just going to take you back just a little bit quickly on the Monarch Management Plan, and this is a pretty significant effort, not only in this state, but across the continent, to be quite honest with you and frank. So the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service right now is I'll say, under the gun to make a listing decision come the spring of 2019, or the month of June 2019, on whether to determine if it's warranted or not to list the monarch butterfly. And with the concerns that come with that, the potential huge ramifications that could apply to numerous folks across the country, something that happened at the Midwest Association Fish and Wildlife Agency director's level was a real proactive approach to try to address this up front, very similar to the efforts that occurred in the Western Association when sage grouse was in a similar boat of looking at a determination for listing. And what has resulted from that has basically been a monumental effort across the country to put together proactive strategies and approaches to do conservation for the monarch butterfly. And one of the key items of that has been of the Mid-American Monarch Conservation Strategy, which was initiated by the Midwest directors. And with that came up with specific goals and objectives for various habitat work, conservation, outreach, and different things like that. One of the results of that was the desire of all states included in this particular area to come up with a monarch conservation plan to help address conservation issues in their respective states, with an ultimate product of all these individual state plans rolled up into basically the Midwest management approach that would be shared and submitted to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to help in their listing decision. This process actually started about 2.5, 3 years ago when myself and Eileen Dowd-Stuckel and Danny Hansen from South Dakota Department of Agriculture went down to Des Moines, Iowa, where some of the initial discussions began about doing monarch conservation and things that can be proactively done over the next couple of years to put us in a position to help with that decision of not being warranted. Since then, we have held a summit in South Dakota. We did that in Mitchell back in November, where we had a very nice attendance of approximately 65 to 70 people. We had approximately 45 different organizations and entities represented there, from agricultural community to wildlife and conservation, both state, federal, county, local level entities. We had folks from the zoo, for example, in Sioux Falls, to local gardening clubs, organizations like that. It's amazing how many people have an interest and enjoy seeing monarch butterflies and the associated habitat that they need. So from that summit, we identified key items in South Dakota that could be put into this conservation plan. And a lot of it does revolve around habitat specific to monarch butterflies. And we won't get into all the details, but interesting enough, they are dependent, their life cycle and their continuation is very dependent on milkweed. And that's just the reality of it. And there's different kinds, and there's been a lot of landscape changes which has reduced the amount of milkweed out there. But they're very dependent on that particular plant species for the continuation and completing their annual life cycles. So from all the items identified within our summit, really resulted in the main objectives within the management plan, from general habitat, private and public road right-of-ways and doing habitat there, urban habitat, education outreach, research and monitoring, and then ultimately assessment of the plan itself. One of the key items of the plan is talking about within habitat is the number of milkweed stems that can be put out on the landscape over the next 20 years. And the reason for the 20-year mark is because that falls in line with the Mid-American Monarch Strategy Initiative through the Midwest Association of approximately 1.2 billion more milkweeds over the next 20 years. And that was something that was modeled by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and other scientists that could help meet the goals of the number of monarchs that would be on their wintering grounds. So we put the plan together. We've had it out for public comment. In particular, it went out to the public and into the individuals that participated in the summit. We received a couple of comments, not many. We incorporated those into the plan. We're here today to ask you for your adoption of this plan with our next major step of being adopted and then basically submitting this plan and rolling it up into the main database of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by the middle of this month, which they have set a deadline for all state agencies to provide data, plans, and any other pertinent information as they begin their process of looking through all of this and begin working on their listing decision for this coming spring. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to turn it over to you. We appreciate all the effort and support in this particular project. I want to personally thank Eileen Dowd-Stuckel, as she was our main biologist that really took this by the horns and made it happen, rounding up staff from other state, federal, local agencies to be involved in putting this together, and individuals. She did a phenomenal job on working with all those entities, and she was the real spearhead in this. And there were many other staff as well. Mark Norton played a huge role in this as well. But just kudos and appreciate all the staff effort that went into this. They always do a fantastic job. And Mr. Chairman, we would ask you in the commission body to adopt this plan, and we'll go forward with our next step in submitting it to the Fish and Wildlife Service for their decision process as well.
Thank you, Tom. Comments? Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp would move to approve.
All right. Second.
Second.
Any comments? Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good report. I like it. I guess the question is this the kind of information that throughout the state people could stop by our regional offices and have discussions with how they could improve their property and lands, you know, for the monarch and get, you know, ideas and suggestions and help to plant more milkweed plots, if you will.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. Yes. Commissioner Sharp, I would say that that's in place already and has been going on. Certainly they can talk to any of our habitat staff. They can talk to our educational folks at our facilities that we have in our offices. We provide seed as a brood plot mix with the sole purpose and intent of having flowering plants out there throughout the entire growing season, which actually one of the key criteria that is very helpful to our monarch butterflies in our state as they begin their migration back south is the availability of nectar for a food source as they go down and need that energy going south. So we have multiple efforts going on already. There's efforts going on in our own GPAs within our state park system. A lot of our state park folks teach and talk about pollinator plots and monarch butterflies. And so we have information both in the Division of Parks, Division of Wildlife. We actually have example plots going on. So I would say there's a multitude of avenues that folks can get both information and resources available to them if they'd so desire.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, it really is a thoughtful, very professional effort. It's really well done. Any more comments, questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Commissioners.
Should we go to 20?